Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo back here at Lacaparra Valley High School. The Eagles sweep tonight the Fighting Saints in C squad and B squad and varsity. The Eagles took the first three sets, 25-13, 25-21, and 25-18 for the sweep. And as I mentioned earlier, it's Dig Pink Night, honoring the cancer survivors, breast cancer survivors. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so a lot of people hanging around in their pink shirts, a lot of picture taking going on as well. Well, I think we're going to talk with head coach Brooklyn Gould as she makes her way up here. But we're going to name our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And that's going to go to sophomore Brandy Meyer. What a night she had. Brandy ends up leading the Eagles in kills with 9. And she had 2 block shots. 9 kills, 2 block shots for Brandy Meyer. She's our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And see if we can get Brooklyn up here. And so she's our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And Lacaparra Valley, our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. I'm going to go with Lexi Wilschlager. Her couple outside hits were very powerful. Especially in set 2, Lexi kind of dominated in set 2. I got her for 7 kills and 3 blocks for Wolfslager. And so Lexi did well. And how about our setters for Lacaparra Valley? Riley Lund and Ayanna Gibson. What a job they do setting up Wolfslager, Evenson, Jalen Lee, and Brandy Meyer. Amazing job that they do. They do such a super job at that. So, yeah, good job by the Eagles tonight. And so the Eagles improved Lacaparra Valley 11-8 on the season. Let's go through some of the scores in the Camden Conference. Dawson Boyd and Central Minnesota Christian tied up 1 set apiece. That first set, Blackjacks won 32-30. How about that? And the second set, Central Minnesota Christian took from the Blackjacks 25-23. And then down in Tyler, Mineota, they were way behind in the first set. Of course, 2 state-ranked teams going at it. Mineota was way behind on the first set, and they came back and won 29-27. And then they won 25. Tyler won 25-15. So they're tied up 1 set apiece. And right now in set 3, Mineota leading RTR 19-17. Camby, no trouble at Lakeview tonight. Sweeping the Lakers 3 sets to none, 25-20, 25-5, and 25-10. Head coach Brooklyn Gould joins me here on the Neon Needles post-game show. Congratulations, Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Quite a night for you guys.
Yeah, it felt really good. We're on a high right now for sure.
Yeah. Talk about the match. What you like about tonight?
You know, I think for us, everything kind of just worked out really well. I feel like KMS is definitely a better team than what they showed up. And I told the girls, you guys just need to start showing up to the game. Show up strong. Show up with high energy. Be aggressive. In the last 2 games, we've definitely been doing that. So that felt really good. You know, we make errors here and there, and I think our girls did a really good job tonight of not continuing that error trend, so that is definitely something that I'm proud of them for today. So.
Okay. I named Brandy Meyer a player of the game. What a game she had. I had her for 9 kills.
I had her down for 8, but I wouldn't know until I get the huddle stats. But, yeah, Brandy definitely killed it. I gave her a couple pep talks during the game. I said, just get up, swing at the ball. Why not? And she definitely did it after I told her to.
Yep, for sure. She played outstanding.
Yeah.
And the other girls, talk about your 2 setters, Isabel Gertis and Ayanna Gibson.
Yeah.
What a job those 2 do.
You know, I have a lot of people ask me, what are you going to do next year? I haven't even thought about that point. I'm just enjoying what we have right now because Yana and Riley have such an amazing connection together. You know, they, if one of them gets the ball, someone else is stepping up, or if the ball, because our setter is set out of front row, so if the ball's deeper and whoever's in the back row can get a better hand on it, it's just natural for them, you know. And without them, I definitely don't think this team would be as glued together as what we are.
Right.
So.
Yep. So, yeah, they did a super job. Yeah. Jalen Lee again doing her thing in the middle.
Yeah, we had some good, our front row work today. I told them, you guys need to start closing blocks and getting blocks, and they sure did that tonight. So.
Yeah, Claire Borstad, three ace serves for Claire Agat.
She did amazing in the back row tonight. I think today has definitely been her best game. She was going for balls, you know, that usually she, I mean, she's going for it, but not necessarily getting them up, so. Tonight was a good game for her, too. Honestly, I think all the girls that were out on the court today kind of shined, and it felt good, you know?
They did.
Everybody's showing off at the same time.
Yep, that's right. Of course, KMS, they lost their setter.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope she's going to be okay. She smashed into the score table there.
And, you know, I kind of just, like, looked away because I figured the ball was going to drop. But, honestly, they can go get those balls as long as they send it over on that side of the net. So, I hope she's okay because I just heard was a big smack, and so I'll be thinking about her tonight for sure.
Yep. Well, talk about Dig Pink Night. It was successful Dig Pink Night.
Yeah.
I've never seen that with the roses. Tell our listeners what you did.
Yeah, so I'm a kind of person that likes to think outside the bubble and do things that aren't normally done. So, in the summer on my downtime, I was researching some different things to do on events like this, and I came across that, and I knew KMS was going to be our Dig Pink Night, just how it works out this year. And Joquel's amazing. You know, we see her a lot during the summer, and she's such a sweet lady. And I was
the head coach for KMS.
Yeah, yep. And I knew that if I brought this up to her, she was going to do it. I mean, they all bought our KMS shirt. Like, we have KMS Black Apparel Dig Pink shirts. So their whole team came, and they bought those from gyms for us. And yeah, it like, everybody's like, oh, well, you guys did so well organizing. And you know what I just said? I said, you know what? I did some of the organizing, but I kind of made some of the girls pick their own people to represent. So it kind of.
Well, I've never seen where you honor somebody, a cancer survivor or a memorable or a loved one.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a little bit more touching than kind of what we've done in the past, because usually we just get two or three, and I figured, you know, doing something like that would bring the community more together.
So what you had to do, the girls picked the pink rose, and then what did they do with that rose then?
Yep, so I originally made a post about a month ago just saying, like, if there's anybody in the area that has survived or passed away from cancer, you know, they just shoot me an email or give me a call. And then a lot of the girls have family or loved ones in their family. So what they did is, if they had passed, they played in memory of, and then their loved one had accepted that rose.
Right.
Or if someone had beat or is currently going through, you know, the cancer stages, they played in honor of, and then they were here to accept that rose. So, and even KMS did it. They had some of their own teammates doing it for some of their loved ones, too. So it's really nice. You know, obviously, we're here to do a competition, but when you can bring teams in like that to look at the greater good of the night, you know, that's something that's super touching, and you know, those people appreciate that stuff, you know. So
great job. Good job. I like when you think outside the box.
Yeah, I try. I'll run out of ideas here soon enough, but
all right, looks like you host Central Minnesota Christian on Thursday.
Yep, so it's parent and senior night on Thursday, and then we go to CGB Monday, and then we're done with our regular season.
Is that something?
That is just crazy.
Your head coach, it went fast, huh?
It really does, you know, and I mean, it's really an all-year thing when you're really invested, and you know, it's hard to set up boundaries because you just love, like, I love this sport, but these girls, like, McApparel deserves the things that they're doing this year, you know, so.
All right, so next week's section will probably start or the following week? Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think the 24th is the first one, and that'll be the piggyback, so.
Okay.
With how things are kind of looking for us, I'm thinking we'll play like the 28th or something.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations. Clean sweep, I believe, tonight.
Yeah, we're on two, that's a 2-1 for us.
C-Squad, B-Squad one?
Yep,
okay.
C-Squad and B-Squad, and we did that against Dawson, too, so hopefully we can just carry it over. That'd be great.
All right, thanks, Brooklyn, for taking the time on the post-game show with me, and we'll talk to you on the coaches' show Saturday.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Brooklyn Gould of the La Caprile Valley Eagles. They sweep the Saints tonight, 25-13, 25-21, 25-18. and they'll host Central Minnesota Christian on Thursday. Before we go off there, let's just catch up on that Russell Tyler Ruth and Mineota score. Still tied up 1-1, and Mineota leading. Actually, they just took set three, 25-23, so now the Vikings are up 2-1 on the number one ranked team in the state, RTR. What a battle that is in Tyler tonight. Dawson Boyd, listen to this. The first set, the Blackjacks won 32-30. That's amazing. And they're tied up 1-1 against the Blue Jays. And now Dawson Boyd leading in set 3, 12-6. Cabby swept Lakeview tonight, 3-0. Hey, next week, Thursday, I'll be in McRae. We're going to have football for you. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks at McRae, 7 o'clock kickoff. And then I'll be in Dawson on Friday night as the Blackjacks host RCW in volleyball action. So we got a lot of sports yet to come here on Q92. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board and to all our fine sponsors here on Q92. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Anita Gall for State Senate, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Rose and Ravillo, Odessa, and Corral. This is Q92, KLQP-FM.
We shouldn't be together tonight, but here we are. I shouldn't taste the thrill of your kiss here in the dark. 'cause we're not free to be this free or go this far. Hearts on fire, burning for each other. Going down in flames somewhere in the night. Stealing love again when we're together. Oh,